Welcome to 10-5, the official podcast of the OPP Association. I'm Scott Mills.
And I'm Josh Chutris. We are the Strategic Communications Coordinators for the OPP Association and your host for the 10-5 podcast, the official podcast of the OPP Association.
And for the background of our listeners that haven't heard our podcast before, the OPP Association is the sole bargaining agent for the close to 10,000 members of the Ontario Provincial Police in Ontario, Canada. Our members are our focus and our strength. We aim to provide important information to our members and the public about matters that affect policing in the province of Ontario.
And on this episode, please be joined by Hamilton Police Service Detective Sergeant Andrea Torrey, and we're talking about the International Association of Women Policing 2022 conference. Andrea, welcome to the 10-5 podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. This is actually my first podcast, so I'm pretty excited.
Nice. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we're really excited to have you, Andrea. This is quite the event that you're involved with, and we're really looking forward to hearing about it. Our format here is generally rapid fire questions that Josh and I alternate on.
Amazing.
Some people like it, some people don't.
I'm ready.
You're ready to roll?
I'm ready, yes.
All right. So to start off with, Andrea, can you let our listeners know a little bit about you and why we are talking with you today?
Sure. So my name is Andrea Torrey. I'm a staff sergeant with the Hamilton Police Service. I've been with the police service for over 22 years, and I currently oversee the BEAR unit. And the BEAR unit is the commercial break and enter arson, auto, and robber unit for the Hamilton Police Service. I've been in this unit for 3 years. I love it. But that's currently what I do. But the other side of the thing that I'm doing is on the side of my table, I say it, is I'm part of OWL, which is an organization, a provincial organization here in Ontario. And I do it on my own time. I volunteer on my own time. And it's an organization that helps support, encourages networking, recognizes great work with women in the province. And they are an organization that hosts a training and a banquet every year. And so I've been doing that for just over 6 years, but I've been a member of OWL, which is the Ontario Women in Law Enforcement, for over 20 years.
So Andrea, can you explain to us the difference between the IAWP and OWL?
Sure. So the OWLE is an Ontario organization. So we also have what's the BCWLE. We have the Alberta Women in Policing. We have the Atlantic Women in Policing. And all five of us, Alberta, BC, Saskatchewan, Ontario, are all affiliates to the International Association of Women Police. So like we are like the sisters and they are like the mother. So we feed into the international organization. So every year, OWL has a award ceremony where we recognize people in mentoring, leadership, community service, and those awards are forwarded to the international level and people from all over the world, like people from London, Australia, all these organizations that support women in policing, put forward the awards to the IAWP, and then they get recognized at international level. So the International Association of Women Police is run, it's an American organization, but it's a global organization. So currently the president is in, lives out of Massachusetts, and she has a term of 3 years, and she runs the organization from there. And every year we meet globally, we meet somewhere in the world. So this year their conference is being held in Indonesia. And then next year, which is what we're here to talk about, is 2022, the conference is being held in Niagara Falls, Canada. And then 2023, the conference is being held in New Zealand.
Well, that's phenomenal to be involved in such an international, wide-reaching organization doing some phenomenal work, Andrea. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, go ahead, Andrea.
So I can tell you a little bit about the conference, which is being held next September. The conference is being held. It's a partnership between the Hamilton Police Service and the Niagara Regional Police Service and OWL. So the two organizations and OWL have come together and they're putting on this conference. It's being held in Niagara Falls, Ontario, and it's being held between September 12th to September 16th, 2022. and we're expected to see close to 800 women delegates attend this conference. And they're coming in from 70 different countries. So 70 different countries.
That's unbelievable. That kind of sends chills up my spine that the network is that large. It's being in 30 years of policing myself, I've seen the struggles that women have had in policing, and it's just really heartwarming to see that your organizations are doing this work.
Yeah, I've been very lucky because the Hamilton Police, Chief Bergen has been extremely supportive of this initiative, and Chief Brian McCullough has been involved since the infancy stage. He actually, so what we had to do about 2 years ago is we had to fly out to Anchorage, Alaska during the 2019 IAWP conference. We actually had to compete for the bid. So Chief McCullough and a very small team of his and myself went out there, and we competed for the bid against other cities who wanted to host this city in their city. And we actually won out in Anchorage, Alaska, and then we got to bring it home. So that's kind of the whole initiative, is that you have to attend and you have to compete to have this conference come into your a city or province or country. And so the last time this conference was here was back in 2000 in Toronto, and it was put on actually by the Ontario Provincial Police and the Toronto Police Service and OWL. So it's a big deal. It hasn't been back in the province in over 20 years. Niagara Falls is obviously a very large international draw. And so everyone is really, really excited and extremely supportive of it. And it's just such a great morale builder, especially for women in policing. The week is just like jam-packed, and we're just obviously building the program as we speak. We're still 10 months out, but we definitely have like a lot of things lined up. But I'd like to go over some of the things if we have time.
Yeah, that would be great. That was actually one of the questions on my list. I do realize we're a little bit far out from next September, but I was hoping you could provide the audience with a quick overview of who the speakers are, what kind of themes you're going to be covering at that conference.
Absolutely. So the conference actually starts on September 10th. So Saturday, Sunday, what happens is the women that run the International Association of Women Police, they actually come in 2 days earlier before the conference starts, just so they can do their business, right? Because it's very hard for all these people that are on this board from all over the world to get together. So they get together once a year, twice a year, and they tend to get together 2 days before the conference because they're coming in for the conference anyway. So 2 days is just mapped out for the IAWP business. It's called the late board meeting. And then on Monday is really when our conference kicks off. And Monday is probably the most exciting day. It's the ceremonial day. So you have the opening ceremonies, which leads into what's called the Parade of Nations, which tends to be the event that is the most favorite for all of the delegates. It's when these women, like 800 women, stand behind their country flags and they march, in this case, in the streets of Niagara Falls. And we do a parade roughly about 2 kilometers. And, you know, like Canadians and Americans, we march. And then, you know, the girls that come in from the islands or from their countries, a lot of them will dance and chant and sing. It's just such an event to see. And then right after that is what we have is called an awards ceremony, awards luncheon, where women are recognized all over the world for any work that they've done in community service, mentoring, leadership. And so the awards ceremony is usually in the afternoon on the Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is really the training program. We're going to have 7 keynote speakers, and we have 40 training sessions. And so obviously it's still a little bit in the early stages, but we're hoping to see, you know, like we have a theme. The theme is going to be leadership, wellness and resilience, investigative case studies, equity, diversity and inclusion, and technology. So those are the topics of the conference. We're hoping to have about 10 speakers for each topic. And some of the speakers we have actually already lined up is obviously we have Shauna Coxon, who used to be the deputy chief here in Toronto, which I'm sure you're familiar with. So she is coming back to speak. We have a human rights activist, Tamia Nagy, who's done some amazing work in human trafficking. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her. And then we also have a wellness and resilience speaker, Jody Carrington. And she's been seen on Marilyn Dennis, and she's just coming in as she's a bit of a motivational speaker. And so those are the three keynotes that we have currently lined up, and we're still working on the program.
That's a great lineup, Andrea. I used to work with Shauna and for Shauna, and she's got a very interesting gig right now as a deputy chief over in Ireland. So it'd be really interesting to hear what she's got to say.
Yeah, she's definitely switched her role. She looks like she's having a really great time. I follow her on social media. She sounds like she's really leaned into her role over there.
Yeah, and Tamara Nagy is absolutely phenomenal work with the human trafficking portfolio. Every time I hear her speak, I just get chills. She's she just does some amazing stuff. So very valuable training, very valuable speakers at this conference. And who is invited to attend this conference? And I was wondering if you could explain who should consider it. And we understand that you're hoping for a number of OPP members to attend. And just give us some context there about who is invited.
So anyone that is affiliated to a law enforcement agency can attend the conference. So anyone that is affiliated. So we tend to have, you know, Border Services, Go Train Transit. We have, like anyone that is affiliated to a law enforcement, we have, you know, the university security that is interested in attending. So anyone but what we have is, it's really unique to this conference is that we have a price for developed countries. So developed countries is obviously Canada, the US and London, Australia, but then we also have a separate rate for what's called developing countries. So developing countries, just to give you an idea, is countries like in South, there's some countries in South America, parts of China, parts of Indonesia, and they are offered what's called a subsidized rate, because what a lot of people don't realize is this might be the only training that they will get for the year. Right. So we offer two sets of rates, and it is subsidized training. And what is the other reason that this is unique is because there's not a lot of times where, you know, sworn police and civilian police get to have the same training. Do you know what I mean? So we have a very well balanced where civilian and sworn will be in the same room receiving the same training, and just kind of builds a little morale and camaraderie amongst the two.
Andrea, are there any volunteer opportunities with this conference?
We were a little overwhelmed with the amount of people that did want to get involved. There is 8 agencies that are currently working towards this initiative. Obviously, we have Halton involved, we have Peel involved, Toronto, OPP, the RCMP, and obviously Niagara and Hamilton. So there was a lot of opportunities for volunteers. A lot of people put their hands up, which was very, very grateful for. But so we do have a lot of volunteers. There has been a lot. We have over probably 60 volunteers already put their name forward.
That's great. So for people that want to get in touch about potentially attending this conference, I guess we're looking for registrations now. I've got the volunteers in place. How can they contact you, Andrea?
So our website is up and it's live. It's IAWP2022NiagaraFalls.org. We have registration is currently opened. We also have 3 social media platforms, which we can be found on, and we're very engaged with the social media. So Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and all 3 sites that we probably post 3 or 4 times a week.
Well, good job on the social media.
Yeah.
We'll be sure for our OPP Association social media to share your posts here and there leading up to the event.
I appreciate that. We have a little bit of a tagline that we've created, which is called Connect, Empower, and Lead. And the whole thought behind that tagline was that, you know, the conference is this opportunity to connect. And then while they're there, you know, you almost get refreshed or recharged and you empower yourself. And then the idea is that when you go back to your respective agencies, you go back and you lead, is kind of the whole idea of that tagline, Connect, Empower, and Lead, which is, seems to have been very well received.
Oh, we love it. That's the type of stuff we want to be talking about on our podcast. And I hope your reach is going to send this around the world with all those countries involved and get the good word out there and have some very good sessions and good networking from around the world at this conference.
Yeah, it's really interesting because there's a lot of, I'm receiving a lot of direct messages from all these women from across the world, you know, giving them some tidbits about how to pitch it to their agency so that they can be funded to come. And they're all from like Barbados and the Bahamas. And I had someone from Argentina. And it's just so interesting how far of a reach it is, you know, how people are so interested in coming to Niagara Falls. I know Niagara Falls is this huge draw. It's on a lot of people's bucket list, and that's the reason why we really picked that city, and we were very, very fortunate that Chief McCullough was so receptive with it.
That's great. Was there anything that we've missed that you'd like to mention, Andrea?
I don't know. I feel like I've covered it all. We're staying at, obviously the conference is being held at the Fallsview Casino Conference Center. A lot of people don't even realize that they have this gorgeous conference center past the casino. So we are holding it at the Fallsview Conference Center, and the hosting hotel is Niagara Falls Hilton. And so those are already in place and they're on the website. So those were all contracts that we dealt with. A very tough year during COVID to deal with contracts, but we definitely got those two properties secured. So they're gorgeous and they're beautiful. And I know the delegates coming in from all over the world are just going to love where the location and the facility. So that's where we're hosting them. It's exciting. Everyone seems to be excited. It's, you know, something to look forward to after, you know, these last 2 years.
Staff Sergeant Andrea Torrey, Hamilton Police Service, thank you so much for doing this. Best wishes with the conference. And if there's anything we can do to help you get the word out there, please let us know.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
And that is our episode of the 10-5 podcast for this week. All episodes are always available online at our blog at oppa.ca. And if you like what you hear, please use the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. For Scott Mills, I'm Josh Jutras, and for everyone here at the OPP Association, thanks for listening and be safe.